The Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Alliance here. No, we do not. All right. Proclamation, Juneau Pride 2018, whereas Juneau Pride is sponsored each year by the Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Alliance and the parents, families, and friends of the lesbian and gays, two organizations that provide social and support services to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender LGBT community in Juneau and Southeast Alaska. And whereas Juneau Pride 2018 is a celebration of the diversity of Juneau and of the LGBT community's valued contribution to our city, state, nation, and world. And whereas Juneau Pride 2018 commemorates the 1969 Stonewall riots, considered by many to be the catalyst for the LGBT movement for civil rights in the United States, and whereas June 26, 2015 marked a monumental milestone in the quest for equal rights of LGBT individuals, with a ruling by the Supreme Court affording same-sex couples the same rights and benefits of heterosexual couples, and whereas on August 23, 2016, the Juneau Assembly voted in favor of a city ordinance prohibiting discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodation based on sexual orientation or gender identification, along with race, color, age, religion, sex, familial status, disability, or national origin. And whereas Juneau Pride 2018 promotes dignity, equality, and self-affirmation for the LGBT Alaskans, thus supporting all Juneau's efforts to proclaim fully in the social and economic life of our city. And whereas Juneau Pride 2018 will share its celebration by inviting the entire Juneau community to participate in a series of cultural events beginning Friday, June 8th through Sunday, June 17th, now, therefore, I, Kendall D. Kelch, Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, on behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, do hereby proclaim June 2018 as Juneau Pride 2018 and encourage the Juneau community to join in celebrating Alaska diversity. Is that with you? Approval of the minutes, Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the minutes are approved. Some corrections were discussed with our clerk, and they've all been taken care of. They were non-substantive.
Is there any objection? Minutes are approved. Manager's request for agenda changes.
Mr. Mayor, I have one agenda change and one brief item. I would like to welcome Ms. McLean, the new community development director, to our first assembly meeting as director. So, welcome. And the one agenda change I have on the consent agenda, item B, ordinance 2018-34, I would ask that the ordinance be introduced and set for public hearing on June 13th, next Wednesday. That's the only agenda change I have. Thank you.
Is there any objection? Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do not have an objection. I would like to offer an agenda change as well, if I may.
Please.
Thank you. I would like to move item D under unfinished business. It's on packet page 9. The Sealed Trust versus CBJ Assessor 2017, I would like to move that to Assembly Reports, item under item C, below item C, so following item C, the presiding officer reports.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. The agenda is approved. We have public participation on non-agenda items. Ms. Paul, you're the only one that has signed up at this stage, and you indicated you wanted to talk about the auto shop funding. And that is in the staff report, and we can open it up for public participation at that time. If you'd like to wait, or if you'd like to address this now, you may do so.
I would like to wait.
That is appropriate.
Huh?
We did. We did roll call and noted that everyone was here. I know it's going smoothly and fast. That will soon hit a speed bump someplace along the line. We are now at the consent agenda. Is there anyone from the public that is requesting consent agenda changes other than ordinances for introduction? Is there anyone on the assembly request for consent agenda changes? Brings us back to the assembly. Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of the consent agenda with the one minor change, that being under ordinances for introduction, item B, ordinance 2018-34, and that one minor correction would be that the city manager will recommend that it be introduced and set for public hearing at the June 13th special assembly meeting. And I would ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the motion is carried. That should bring us to public hearing. Ordinance 2018-29, Madam Clerk. That's okay. I'll do this again. Ordinance 2018-29.
To execute a utility permit for water system reconstruction in a state right-of-way with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would allow the CBJ to reconstruct a water service at 2570 Douglas Highway, which is located within a state of Alaska right-of-way. On February 15, 2017, CBJ's water service and the customer line were damaged. Emergency repairs were done. The cause of the damage is currently being litigated. The adjacent property owner, Elton Engstrom, has requested that the CBJ remove and replace the existing water service. In order to do so, the CBJ needs a utility permit from the state of Alaska. Department of Transportation and Public Facilities recently provided CBJ with a proposed utility permit, but it contains an indemnification provision. CBJ Charter 9.13A generally prohibits CBJ from indemnifying others. However, Charter 9.13C allows CBJ to indemnify the state when the CBJ would not otherwise be able to participate. This ordinance would allow the manager to execute the utility permit, which includes the indemnity provision. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there anyone from the public wishes to testify? Seeing none, I'll bring back to the assembly. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I approve that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-29, and I recommend unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the motion is carried. Ordinance 2018-30, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance amending the General Penalty Code.
Mr. Manager.
Although most misdemeanor offenses are subject to a penalty of 30 days or less, state law provides for a sentence of up to 1 year for certain crimes. A defendant may be sentenced to up to 1 year for a conviction of offensive touching of another not prescribed by Alaska statute as sexual abuse of a minor. This ordinance would amend the CBJ's general penalty provision to allow for a sentence of up to 1 year for such an offense consistent with state law. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there anyone from the audience that wishes to testify? Bring it back to the assembly. Mr. Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-30 and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the ordinance is adopted. Ordinance 2018-31, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance amending the land use code relating to sobering centers and emergency shelters.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would amend the land use code as it relates to sobering centers and emergency shelters. CDD was directed by the manager's office to determine in which zoning district sobering centers should be allowed. Based on research of other communities, staff determined a new use category for sobering centers was necessary, as well as a clarifying definition to distinguish sobering centers from emergency shelters. Sobering centers are proposed to be allowed with a conditional use permit in light commercial, general commercial, mixed use, and mixed use two zoning districts. On December 27, 2016, Planning Commission recommend the Assembly adopt the ordinance.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Ms. Weldon.
I move that we adopt Ordinance 2018-31 and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion is carried. Ordinance 2018-33, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance authorizing the manager to execute a permit for road reconstruction in a state right-of-way with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the intersections of D Street and 3rd Street, Douglas Highway, adjacent to 915 and 916 3rd Street and 8th Street, and 3rd Street adjacent to 316 3rd Street in downtown Douglas.
Mr. Manager.
In order to complete the street reconstruction of D Street from 2nd to 5th Street and H Street from 2nd to 3rd Street in downtown Douglas, as routine maintenance provided for in the FY 2018 Capital Improvement Program, CBJ must obtain an approach road permit approval from the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in order to reconstruct the roadway aprons and sidewalk approaches. State regulations require DOTPUF to include an indemnity provision from the permittee to the state in all approach road permits. Normally, CBJ is prohibited by Charter Section 913A, which is substantially similar to Article 9, Section 13 of the Alaska Constitution, from contractually agreeing to indemnify another party. Charter Section 913 prohibits CBJ from incurring an obligation absent an appropriation for that purpose. An indemnity provision is an agreement to compensate the other party for any harm or loss arising out of the agreement, such as paying any judgment or damages, and oftentimes defending the other party in any legal action. Charter carves out a limited exception, however, allowing the Assembly by ordinance to require the payment of funds from appropriations of a later year for any federal or state grant, contract, lease program, et cetera, without which the municipality would not be able to participate. This ordinance would allow the city manager to execute the approach road permit, which includes an indemnity provision in accordance with Charter 913C as required by 17AAC 10020C. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Seeing none, it comes back to the Assembly. Ms. Kladyszewski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move Ordinance 2018-33 and ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Jones.
Thank you. I just have a question. Looking at the map that was in here, I should have paid a little bit more attention when I was down at Douglas Cafe on Sunday, but right now they're tearing up the street, I think it's 8th Street, from 3rd to 4th. This map shows it's between 3rd and 2nd, and I was just wondering if that needed the same kind of issue, or do I have my, is it a different project than what this is? Because I think what's being torn up right now is between 3rd and 4th.
Mr. Mayor, I've looked to Mr. Bigu in the audience, and he is unsure as well. I would suggest that the intent is to cover the construction that's taking place, and that we should change the 2nd to 4th Street. So we've got both sides of the intersection, and the municipal work can proceed.
Yeah, and I think it's 8th Street. I mean, I don't pay attention to street signs much anymore, but I do know that the street I see them tearing up right now is between 3rd and 4th. So I'm not going to object to the ordinance, and I just wanted to try to figure it out if it's involved.
Madam Attorney?
There is a, this is for an approach road type of permit that you've seen before, and there is an ordinance that will be before you soon allowing for general authority to sign such permits. So if this one doesn't capture what is needed to be captured, one there is one following that will.
Okay.
Okay. Any other? Okay. The maker of the motion asks for unanimous consent. Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, ordinance 2018-33 is approved. Ordinance 2017-06-AU, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $8,180,300 as partial funding for various departments' fiscal year 2018 operating budget, funding provided by increased revenues and fund balance.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $8,180,300 for increases in FY18 operations among three CBJ departments. The hospital anticipates exceeding its FY18 assembly authorized spending authority by $8 million. The increased spending is needed to address the number of increased patient visits in FY18. Costs are fully funded with related increased revenue. Overall, the patient visits were more than originally projected. The airport anticipates exceeding its fiscal year 18 assembly authorized spending authority by $140,300. The increase is attributable to the cost of lump sum negotiated wage payment not included in the base budget. Sufficient revenues in excess of budget are available to cover the additional salary expenses. The Affordable Housing Division is anticipating a shortfall of $40,000 in the FY18 operating budget. This shortfall is due to the cost of the continuation of the mobile home loan program not included in the base budget. Anticipated funding for this increase is the housing fund's fund balance. The Assembly Finance Committee reviewed the increases at its meeting on May 9, 2018 and forwarded them to the full Assembly for approval. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that we, the Assembly, approve Ordinance 2017-06-AU and ask unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion is approved. Brings us to unfinished business. Resolution 2819C, Madam Clerk.
A resolution adopting the City and Borough Capital Improvement Program for fiscal years 2019 through 2024 and establishing a capital improvement project priorities for fiscal year 2019.
Mr. Manager.
This resolution would adopt the capital improvement program for fiscal years 2019 through 2024 as required by Charter Section 9.4, and lists the capital projects that will be initially appropriated by ordinance in fiscal year 19. The initial fiscal year 19 resolution authorizes $25.7 million for CIPs and $2.5 million for operating budget activities. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed the CIP at its meeting on February 26, 2018, and forwarded the plan to the Assembly. The CIP resolution was introduced at the Assembly meeting on April 4th and referred to the Assembly Finance Committee, where it was reviewed during the meetings of April 11th and May 9th, 2018. It was open for public comment as required by charter during the special Assembly meeting of April 25th, 2018. The Finance Committee approved Resolution 2819C as amended and referred it to the full Assembly for adoption. I recommend you adopt this resolution as amended by the Assembly Finance Committee.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Teal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2819C as forwarded by the Finance Committee and ask unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, Resolution 2819C is approved. Ordinance 2018-10, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance establishing the rate of levy for property taxes for calendar year 2018 based upon the proposed budget for fiscal year 2019.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance establishes the mill rates for property taxes for 2018, which funds a significant portion of the City and Borough of Juneau's fiscal year 19 operating budget. The charter requires the Assembly to adopt by ordinance the tax levies necessary to fund the budget before June 15th. The mill levies presented in this ordinance support the City Manager's fiscal year 19 proposed budget that has been reviewed by the Assembly Finance Committee. As part of the budget review process, the Assembly Finance Committee reviewed and recommends to the Assembly the final mill levies. The final mill levies must be adopted by June 15th. For fiscal year 19, both the operating and debt service mill rates remain unchanged. This ordinance proposes a total mill levy of 10.66, the components of which are roaded service area 2.30, fire service area 0.36, area wide 6.70 for an operating total of 9.36 mills, debt service 1.3 mills for a total of operating plus debt service of 10.66 mills. An opportunity for public comment was provided at a special assembly meeting on April 25, 2018. The Assembly Finance Committee reviewed the mill rate ordinance at its meetings on April 25th and May 9th, 2018, referring the ordinance to the full Assembly for adoption. I recommend this ordinance, as approved by the Assembly Finance Committee, be adopted.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the adoption of Ordinance 2018-10 and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, motion is carried. Ordinance 2018-11B, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating funds from the Treasury for FY19 City and Borough Operations.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance appropriates $343,479,300 for the City and Borough of Juneau's fiscal year 19 operating budget, excluding the school district. It is necessary to appropriate all transfers between funds that support operations, debt service, and capital projects, as well as the associated expenditures within the funds themselves. These transfers account for $96,830,700 of the FY19 operating budget. The original ordinance was introduced at the April 4, 2018 special assembly meeting and referred to the Assembly Finance Committee for deliberation. Finance Committee held six meeting work sessions on the budget. An opportunity for public comment was provided at a special assembly meeting on April 25, 2018. Finance Committee moved the amended budget ordinance back to the full assembly at its May 9, 2018 meeting. Finance Committee changes are reflected in the version B, in the B version of the ordinance, where data being updated or deleted is shown by strikeout font. Charter requires adoption of the fiscal year 19 operating budget by June 15th. I recommend this ordinance, as amended by the Assembly Finance Committee, be adopted.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Ned Kervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance 2018-11B and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the ordinance has been approved. We will be doing the Seal Trust versus CBJ assessor later. And that would take us to new business. A. Rogers Land Exchange. Mr. Manager.
Alan and Ellen Rogers of 812 Fritz Cove Road contacted the CBJ to propose an equal value land trade to exchange a strip of land along the northwest boundary of their property, including waterfront, for a portion of upland CBJ parkland. They will pay all survey and subdivision costs. On May 1st, 2018, the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee passed a motion of support for the proposal. The Lands Committee reviewed the concept at its May 21st, 2018 meeting and passed a motion to forward the land trade to the full assembly with a positive recommendation. CBJ 5309230A stipulates that prior to considering a land exchange, the assembly must determine if it is appropriate to work, quote, by direct negotiation with the original proposer or by competition after an invitation for further proposals. Upon direction of the assembly, by motion, the manager may commence negotiation for the exchange of city and borough land. Therefore, the assembly has to determine by motion whether to work directly with the Rogers family or seek additional proposals. Since the original proposer is an adjacent property owner with a unique set of circumstances, it's extremely unlikely that any other party would have the opportunity to propose land exchange on similar terms. Final terms of the land trade are to be approved by ordinance. Since we met at the Lands Committee, the Rogers family has reached out to staff and proposed additional measures to ensure that the city is compensated adequately for the proposed change. So tonight we're just asking for a motion to direct staff to work with the proposer. I recommend that the assembly approve a motion finding the proposed land trade to be generally acceptable and direct the manager to commence negotiations for the exchange.
Mr. First, is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify? Bring it back to the assembly. Mr. Edwardson.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Okay. Could you go ahead and move this?
Sure, I move that the assembly vote on the Rogers land exchange.
And direct the manager to enter into negotiations. You can speak against it. All I want is to get it out there.
Okay, I move that the city manager, or move that the assembly approve the motion finding the proposed land trade to be generally acceptable and direct the manager to commence negotiations for the exchange.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson.
So, a question that I asked in the Lands Committee meeting is, what's the public benefit of this exchange? As far as I know, there needs to be a public benefit. And the reason that I ask is, if you look at the map, we're giving a good portion of land. We're getting a strip, which is, you know, several feet wide, going from the top down to the beach. And when I asked if it was steep and usable, it sounded like it wasn't steep and usable. So I'm wondering, or it was steep and not usable. So I'm wondering what the public benefit of this exchange is.
Okay. Mr. Manager.
So generally, I think staff and the applicant who is here tonight heard your question, and the benefit to the public, I think, by and large, is additional waterfront land and potentially a strip of land that may have utility in the future if there's ever a subdivision out there. The applicant was concerned that the assembly might not see enough benefit, and that's why he proposed additional land. And so what I would ask is that the assembly give direction to commence the negotiations, and we'll work with the landowner to ensure that the public is that there's a public benefit out of this deal.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. I have no objection.
Would you care to ask for unanimous consent?
I request unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection. You have your direction, Mr. Manager.
Thank you.
Staff report, UAS Auto Shop. Mr. Manager. Or no, Madam Attorney.
By motion by Ms. Weldon at the May assembly meeting, I was asked to look into whether there was a mechanism for the assembly to fund the leasing of the UAS facility for purposes of the auto shop program. I've now had two conversations with the Department of Education. The Department of Education told me that under the circumstances presented here, that the assembly may, by a specific appropriation limited for this purpose, appropriate the money for the lease for the school district. It would be considered a special revenue fund of the school district. It could not be lumped into their general operating budget, and it could not be, the ordinance would need to specify that it could not be used for any other purpose.
Okay, I'm going to take it back to public. Ms. Paul?
Hello, my name is Robin Paul. I'm sorry that I was not here to testify earlier. I know that you had did have a lot of testimony in support of the auto shop program, but I was not available. So I really appreciate your interest and taking additional time to address this subject. It's an important one to me. So I'm working my way in here to voice my comments, and I appreciate you letting me do that. Recently, our city manager, Rory Watt, suggested that we build a new city hall. Well, I think that's a great idea, and I can envision the local trades folks who will be working on the construction of such a building. I contend that many of those workers will be folks who took VocTech courses at Juno Douglas High School, including the auto shop program. I was surprised to see my son's picture from 2009 on a recent Juno Empire article about the school district's auto program. But I think it was fitting. The two young men pictured in this article, Josh Smith and my son Carson Paul, won the State of Alaska Auto Skills Shop that year. So it was it's a great program, and they were awarded scholarships that led to successful careers. Josh Smith is a diesel mechanic here in Juneau, and Carson is a marine mechanic in Petersburg. So they have wonderful careers, and I have the auto shop here in Juneau at Juneau Douglas High School to thank for their success. My other two sons also took the auto shop programs and the other VocTech courses at Juno Douglas High School. They live and work in Juno, and I think that's important because with Juno losing population and our jobs declining, having youth from Juno who went to school here, stay here, live here, and contribute to our community are important things. Kids like my sons have a passion for hands-on jobs. They went on to college and ended up working in jobs in Juno, jobs founded on the skills they learned in auto shop and the other VocTech classes in high school. I noticed that the school district stressed in the media that UAS also teaches auto mechanics, and I feel that the intro courses in high school are beneficial to a young person. Students get hands-on exposure to it earlier than college, and it can help them make continuing education choices. You can see the rewards of classes like the auto shop everywhere in Juno. One example is the Riverside Rotary Park. I was in the Glacier Valley Rotary Club when that club took on that project and transformed a mud hole into a beautiful park. The people who helped get that park to fruition were people who were skilled in automotives. They brought backhoes and they brought dump trucks and other heavy equipment. And without skills like that, that park would never have come to fruition. They worked hard, and they all volunteered their time, and they brought their skills to help our community. Rory Watt also said that building a new city hall makes fiscal sense. I believe that's pretty much what I gathered from your conversation. Well, I believe that funding and ongoing support for the auto shop program also makes fiscal sense. It's a long-term investment in the future of our community. So I urge you to consider this special revenue fund and support for now and into the future the auto shops classes at J.D. De High School. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Paul. Is there any questions for Ms. Paul? Is there anyone else that wishes to testify on this subject? So is it going to be Beth or Norton on this one? Ms. Weldon, as you brought this forward.
So I'm not sure what my motion would be, but how do we go around making this appropriation happen?
Madam Attorney?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. There would need to be an approved motion from the Assembly directing staff to draft the ordinance for your consideration.
I make a motion to direct staff to whatever she said. To make the appropriation ordinance resolution.
To so direct staff to bring to draft an appropriating ordinance.
Appropriating ordinance to bring forward to the Assembly. And ask for unanimous consent.
Well, we're almost there. Madam Clerk, can you read that back for us?
Motion by Weldon to direct staff to draft an appropriating ordinance to support the auto shop program.
Okay. Mr. Edwardson.
Question?
Sure.
What would the fund source be?
I would assume it would be the operating budget, but I'm not sure on that one. Mr. Nantrip.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would ask the same question of the maker of the motion and the amount.
I know the amount is $40,000, but to be honest, I don't know where that would come from. I'd have to go to the city manager for that.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
I'm assuming since we just passed the budget that it would have to come out of the fund balance.
So, Ms. Weldon, what you're asking is to have an appropriation ordinance come back out of fund balance for $40,000 for a lease at the auto shop. Okay. Any further discussion on that point? Is there any objection? Motion carries. JCOS, letter to the U.S. Forest Service, Mr. Manager.
Mr. Mayor, starting on packet page 272, you have a draft letter that the Commission on Sustainability has provided that they would like to be sent to the Forest Service. It is a duty of the Commission on Sustainability to coordinate, propose, and promote sustainability initiatives among residents, businesses, government, and non-governmental agencies. But generally, the commission does not speak for the city. So a letter like this is probably more, is more appropriate to come under either my signature or the mayor's signature, and we bring their draft for you tonight. So if there is no objection to it, or if there is portions that you'd like amended, then I would recommend we send this out either under my signature or the mayor's.
Bring this back to Mr. Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Assembly recommend that this letter drafted by the Juneau Commission on Sustainability be signed by the City Manager and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there an objection? Ms.
No objection, just that the letter is then awkwardly written because it says that the JCOS offers these comments and is signed by you, so you might have to dink with it, that's all, in some way.
I'll take the engineer's pen to it.
Is that a dinking amendment?
No objection.
All right.
That has carried. Do you wish to take a break? Let's take a 5-minute break. We'll be back at 4:15.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has said that the U.S. must show strength if it's to have a summit with North Korea.
And achieve a concrete, verifiable, enduring elimination of Kim Jong-un's nuclear capabilities.
Now that the summit is back on, we ask Schumer to weigh in. Plus, Apple CEO Tim Cook on the tech giant's future. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Local news starts at 5:45 on Morning Edition, weekdays on 104.3.
The 34th annual Only Fools Run at Midnight is back on June 23rd.
Run for public radio!
Get your early bird tickets today. Why should you register now?
Early bird registration gives you the best ticket price, free custom design swag, and glow gear for running the race.
So don't wait. Get your tickets today at kto.org/foolsrun.
This event generously sponsored by Holland America Line and Princess Cruises, True North Federal Credit Union, and Rainforest Pediatric Care.
You are tuned to KTOO Juneau. Showers tonight likely, mainly before 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 44. Tomorrow, isolated showers before 10 a.m., cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 58. You're currently listening to the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly meeting. They've taken a 5-minute break, and they will be back shortly.
Memorial Day proclamation. Kim Armstrong, John Cooper, Dick Hand, Kevin Hassan all read part of it, and it was dedicated this memorial to Pat Carruthers and Archie Van Winkle, who was Juno's only Medal of Honor recipient. I participated in the elementary art recognition and community day at the UAS. That was, again, an extraordinary event for the youth and the talent that we have in this community. Also participated in recognized JPD Officer Blaine Hatch retirement, and also noted that Rich Smith and Kelly McGee also retired from the Juneau Police Department. The Juneau Gastineau Rotary Club Family Fishing Day at Twin Lake was exceptional. They got sunny weather, eagles flying over on demand, and even a few fish being caught. Shaken Not Stirred, the music of James Bond, that was an exceptional performance, last appearance by its conductor, Troy Quinn. Extraordinary talent. We wish him well from this community. Congratulations to the Thunder Mountain Girls Softball State Champions, three-peat, and the JDHS Boys Basketball State Champions. The last part just has to do with ships. The Princess Sophia exhibit at the APK is open and will be open until October. Tomorrow, the Norwegian Bliss, which is the largest passenger ship to come to Juneau, 4,000, will be here. And then also tomorrow, celebration begins. It begins officially on Wednesday through Saturday, but canoes arrive tomorrow at Douglas Boat Harbor between 2 and 3:30. So we have the Princess Sophia, Norwegian Bliss, and celebration. And that concludes the mayor's report. Mr. Edwardson, why don't we start with you?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So after the canoe arrival at Douglas Boat Harbor, there'll be a Clinkett and Haida Strengthening Ties event at the future location of the Cultural Center, the old Thane Orr House. Let's see. The event will take place from 5 to 9:30, I believe it is. It is a community event, not just for Clinkett and Haida. A lot of great activities. There'll be repatriation of a couple of cultural items that was taken from Southeast Alaska long ago. There'll be gifting ceremonies, dance group performances. It is a potluck, so feel free to bring something. There'll be a documentary series, premiere of Rise. It's a short, well, it's a film, and there'll be a short discussion about the Standing Rock movement. And just to talk a little bit more about celebration, there will be, outside of Clinkett and Haida, a food court for people who are participating in the events. I don't think that they always have that, but they're going to have that this year. There'll be Indian tacos, salmon soup, pilot bread, kettle corn, popcorn, shaved ice, lemonade, water, coffee and tea, and Sacred Grounds coffee. And that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Mr. Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Tuesday, June the 5th, tomorrow night here at the Assembly Chambers, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee will be meeting at 6 p.m. On the agenda is a pickleball presentation from former Assembly member Mark Wheeler. So if you'd like to take part in that conversation, please be here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. The Eagle Crest Board will be meeting on Thursday the 7th at 5:30 here at City Hall, room 224. And they have a very full agenda. Topics include fiscal year 19 pricing adoption, desired qualities for future board members, and the general manager performance evaluation. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Gregory. Ms. Weldon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Planning Commission met May 22nd. They had a pretty light agenda, but they're hopeful for those people following the Mayan ordinance that they'll have public hearing on that on June 26th. The Comprehensive Plan Ad Hoc Committee met, and we looked at various cities' comprehensive plans, and we discussed the mission of the committee during that meeting. The next Planning Commission meeting will be June 12th at 7 p.m. here in the chambers. The Aquatics Board, the first meeting was with the, between the board and the new Parks and Rec director, who was here tonight, George Shaw, and they had quite a good discussion going on there. And their next meeting is June 19th. So for my activities, I went to the Memorial Day service at Alaska Memorial Park, and that was a very nice service. I, too, attended the two retirement parties for Jeffrey Clow, or the ski school queen. I've known her many years up in Eagle Crest. And Blaine Hatch, one of JPD's finest, and another one that I worked pretty much throughout my career with. So it was good to see him very happy to retire, but he'll be a loss to the city, that's for sure. I also attended the Juneau Trap Club's tournament. They held for both days of this weekend at the Juneau Gun Club. And for those of you have a few moments, if you're not going to celebration, Saturday, June 9th is how to run for a local office workshop at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you'd have to pre-register, so look on our website for that information.
Thank you, Mr. Baldwin. Mr. Bladishness.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Eagle Crest, the Bartlett Board.
I like where you're headed at.
Different thing. It's a very different board meeting. Met in May, and they got a report that the union agreed to their negotiations, and that was on our agenda today. The CEO reported about what happened during the legislature that affects the hospital. They had passage of House Bill 312, a healthcare workplace violence bill. They were some appropriation requests that were not fully funded, so there will be payment delays from Medicaid for the last several weeks of fiscal 18. There was added funding for the Alaska Psychiatric Institute to allow them to address their staffing shortages and reopen beds, so that was good news. And some funding that might come to Bartlett and five other hospitals to help alleviate mental health patient boarding challenges, and some of the funds will be earmarked to develop crisis intervention programs around the state, so that hopefully Juneau can benefit from some of that. The board took some action, one of which is they formally removed $10 million that was previously reserved for CAMU on their books to not there, so they're moving that along. Also, the CFO resigned, and they're busy recruiting for that position already, so if you know any suitable folks, send them to the Bartlett. Affordable Housing Commission has not met since we last met. They're meeting tomorrow at 5:15 in 224, so look forward to seeing them tomorrow. The good news for us is that we have many applicants for the board vacancies that are open. This is the Human Resources Committee report, and so many, in fact, we will be unable to do it in one meeting. 20 people have applied to be on the Eagle Crest Board, and 16 between the where are the boards? The two other boards, the Airport Board and Dockton Harbors Board. So we need to split it up into two meetings, and we already had one meeting scheduled for the 27th. Thank you, Mr. Jones. And I propose there's a COW that was canceled next Monday, and I would propose that we do the interviews then. So Monday, there was a COW. Monday the 11th, if the clerks can get this fast enough, which hopefully they can. So we would interview for the Dockton Harbors Board and the Airport Board on the 11th, and we do Eagle Crest Board on the 27th, since there's more people to contact.
Yeah, ask a question. What time were you thinking of doing the interviews?
Well, 5:30. There's a.
Lands again.
Oh, no. Sorry. No, after Lands. Sorry, excuse me, after Lance.
Five to six.
There will be, it's going to be 3 hours of interviews.
So you're thinking of six.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your committee. If that's okay. Otherwise, it will be weeks before we could get to it. So, 11th at 6 o'clock and the 27th at 5:30. Thank you.
Mr. Jones, thank you.
Thank you. Public Works and Facilities Committee on the 21st of May meeting was canceled. The next meeting is next Monday on the 11th of June. School district has not met since our last meeting. Their June meeting is scheduled on 6/12. They have a 4:30 work session, 6 o'clock for the school board meeting. And then I don't think they meet again until August. I will not be at that meeting as I will be in Anchorage for the Marijuana Control Board. The Juvenile Commission on Aging had an event at the Pioneer Home on May 20th. Was very well attended. Ms. Becker was there and read the governor's proclamation on Older Alaskans Month. Their next meeting is at noon on June 12th, and again, I will be in Anchorage. The Downtown Business Association has not met since our last meeting, but they are meeting tomorrow at 8:30 at the Senate Building from 8:30 to 10:30. For the June 13th Special Assembly meeting and the Finance Committee meeting, I will be on the phone from Anchorage. I'll be there for, as I said, the Marijuana Control Board. I attended a lot of the other events that other people did as well. Since we're also doing comments at this time, Mr. Mayor, I would like to pass out. You can pass those three down to the staff over there and these four for you. This is a resolution that I would like to have staff work and set up to submit for a public hearing to basically put on the ballot an advisory vote on whether the assembly should find a mechanism to fund Best Starts. It is strictly an advisory, yes or no. It is not a fund source. It's not binding as a fund source. And so this was drafted up. I know that probably the staff or law will rework it a little bit, although I think it's in pretty good shape. But anyway, I just wanted to give everybody a copy tonight and ask approval from the assembly to have staff work this up and get it into the schedule so that we can get it on the October ballot.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
That's the question?
Certainly.
So is the intent to take this to committee to work on the language, because there's many things in here that I would have comments on? And, what is the intent?
My intent was that this be given over to staff and instructions to staff to get it into the queue so that we can have it approved. I think it has to be approved by our August meeting. In order to make the ballot in October. If it comes back and gets referred to a committee for a work session, that's fine. But my intent tonight was strictly to, following the protocol, is asking the assembly for the authority to ask staff to do the work they have to do to get it up and through the process for the ballot. I'm not wed to the language, although I think the language was drafted by somebody who's looked at a lot of the advisory votes. I think they got copies of all the past advisory votes from the clerk's office, and they worked it through that process. But I'm not asking for anybody to support it or not, just so that we can get it up and we can have public hearings and have the discussions.
I have no objection.
Are there any objections? All right.
Thank you. That's my report tonight.
Mr. Kale. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee, we've all had a little break and recovered from the trauma of our budget process, so it's time to get back on the horse. So we will meet again on the 13th of this month, Wednesday evening. Fairly full agenda already. Look forward to seeing you all then. We should have pack it out next week for that. The UAS Campus Council is on the same summer hiatus as most of the student body, so we will meet again in August. The Alaska Municipal League has its summer meeting in Healy, August, I believe, 22nd and 23rd, if memory serves. And we all, I think, got emails from the clerk, from Ms. Phillips, asking to be sure and let her know as soon as possible if you want to attend. Room blocks in Healy during the summer season are difficult to hang on to, so we need to let her know quickly unless you plan to bring a tent. Other members have mostly talked about the things I was going to mention under comments, the retirements at JPD, thanking everyone for their service, Older Americans celebration at Pioneer Home. Congratulations to the ball teams. I was out of town for Memorial Day, went to a family wedding in another state, and my wife and I happened to spot on a little map a cemetery, just a little tiny community cemetery, and we took a walk and happened to get there while people were cleaning up and placing flags on veterans' graves. And it was a beautiful thing to see. I know that we have a wonderful core of folks, volunteers mostly, who do that here in Juneau. And it made me miss home, seeing it being done elsewhere, but it warmed my heart to see folks doing it. So thanks to all those near and far who observed Memorial Day so beautifully. Thanks to the mayor for his proclamation for Pride. That's a wonderful event in our community, and I appreciate you doing that each year. Welcome to everyone who's coming to town for celebration, and to everyone here in town who's going to participate. That's always a great event and part of Juneau's wonderful strength. I'll just mention one other thing, because it's my week to volunteer. It's an ongoing thing. It's not something new or different, but the many, many faith organizations that make up Family Promise, helping take care of families who were homeless or at great risk of homelessness in Juneau's houses of worship. Just keep doing it over and over. And so it's a privilege for those of us who get to volunteer once in a while and help out. My thanks to those who spearhead the efforts. It's impressive, and it means a lot. That's it for me tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lance, we talked about Ellen and Ellen Rogers and their request for a land exchange already. That was what we talked about also at our lands meeting. We heard an update on Indian Point, a discussion about Douglas Cemeteries. We invited Mayor Merrill Sanford to come and talk to us. Kind of fun to have him testifying. And so at the next meeting, we will bring that up again and see about maybe working out how we could actually take over the Eagle Cemetery, which is the one that Mr. Sanford was talking about, because it's all, everything's documented, all the papers are done. The others are not quite that far along. And then we'll see whether or not how it works and how extensive of a job it is as to whether or not we want to talk about the other cemeteries in Douglas. That was that. Then on Travel Juno. Travel Juno didn't have a quorum, but my goodness, they did an awful lot of stuff. I'll see if I could just whip through some of them. Very interesting things. McDowell Group's going to do a survey, an independent traveler survey, later in the summer or first in the fall, in the airport and the ferry terminal. Travel Juno folks helped litter-free trash pickup, the first ship celebration, and the state flag installation. So they're very actively involved in what our city's doing. There was a discussion about the hotel tax division with Jack and with the city. So they're kind of working on how that would work. There's a partnership with Unplug Juno. They unplugged Rents Jeeps that already have programmed directions for Juno. For tourists to come in, they can rent a Jeep and I guess push buttons and know where to go. I thought that was pretty cool. Very cool. I'd like to rent one of those. And Whitehorse, Alaska Seaplanes is going to start a service from Whitehorse to Juneau and back. That would be nice, too. Well, they never say that. They just say to Juneau and back, I'm assuming. Next meeting is June 21st. And some of the things that are like the, we'll hear another update on my mind just went, you know, out there, the point.
Indian point.
Oh my goodness. So, okay, then that was that. The Alaska Committee, we're still making the plans for the fair, and most of the slots are getting filled up of people who want to go and work for 3 days or so. The last chamber meeting, we heard from Senator Egan. It was his swan song goodbye talk to us. He did a great job. He was given a plaque for all of his service with the various, like the fishing industry and the mining industry and so forth. I've been a very supportive person for things that are happening in Juneau. And yes, I got to read the proclamation for Older American. It's Older American Month because it's a nationwide thing, but then it's Older Alaska Month because it's here. So that was very nice to do. I enjoyed doing that. And I guess the only other thing is congratulations to our baseball and our softball teams who won state championships. And the baseball has been since 2012 was the last championship. So we're back on top again, right? Anyway, it's really neat to have that happen. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Peters. Mr. Nine-Purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Committee of the Whole last met on May 21st, where we discussed FEMA flood mapping and the Recycle Works facility location options. As Ms. Gladyszewski pointed out, we will not have a Committee of the Whole meeting next week. We filled it with something else now, which is good. Our next Committee of the Whole meeting will be July 11th, 2018. That is a Wednesday. I will start fishing between now and our next Committee of the Whole. So they have moved, yes, to Wednesday for several meetings. And that concludes my committee report, my comments. I went to the Symphony fundraiser and then this last weekend the concert. And I would also say Troy Quinn has done an excellent job the 3 years he's been here. Both of them had the James Bond theme, and I have been humming that since Saturday night nonstop as I commented to somebody earlier today. I also attended the 3 retirements at JPD. There was only 2 retirement ceremonies. I went out and spoke with the other one as well. Rick Smith, Kelly Ray McGee, and Blaine Hatch, all of them I was fortunate enough to work with, and they are great, or were great ambassadors for the city and great employees. Congrats also to the softball and baseball teams. Also to JDHS, Thunder Mountain, and Yakus 2018 graduates. We haven't talked specifically about the graduates yet tonight, but we got a lot of graduations happened since our last meeting. I also was fortunate to attend the Memorial Day service at Alaska Memorial Park with Ms. Weldon, and it was tastefully emceed by Mr. John Cooper. They did a great job out there. I would reiterate what Mr. Edwardson said about celebration. Everybody should get out and see at least part of celebration festivities. If you haven't gotten a room yet in town, you probably will not get one by now. Look to family and friends. And congratulations on our new CDD director. Front Street, I was out there walking today, nearly complete. There's a few little things on the sidewalk yet. It looks great. I like what they've done down there. And lastly, I wanted to ask the Assembly's permission to meet with the manager and staff and work on what I will call an adopt a park policy for the city. Other cities have done adopt a park plans where their citizens can work on adopting a park and work on some of the litter and like mowing and maintenance, little things like that, those sorts of things. And I've seen it work in other communities, and I think it would be a great idea for us to do that and get some involvement in our parks from our citizens as well. They're out using them, so we'll see if there's interest, I think, from the citizens in adopting parks as well. So I would ask the Assembly's permission to meet with staff and try and bring back a policy along those lines, if folks think that's okay.
Is there any objection?
Meet with staff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And that concludes everything I had written down. Thank you very much.
All right. That brings us to the next item, the Seal Trust Appeal.
We're going to switch personnel if you will give us a moment.
Okay. Need a motion if we are going to go into executive session.
The agenda says it. I didn't know.
Yeah. If you'd like, we could read this section about the reconsideration, perhaps, and then you could have to do a motion. Might
Perfect.
Be a good idea.
Okay. Please.
On May 18, 2018, the Clerk's Office received a timely petition for reconsideration from the CBJ Assessor in the matter of Seal Trust versus CBJ Assessor 2017, an appeal that was heard by the State of Alaska Office of Administrative Appeals, and a decision was issued and adopted by the Assembly at its meeting of May 14, 2018. The final decision and the petition for reconsideration are enclosed in this meeting packet. CBJ Code 15180 Reconsideration provides the following. The appeal agency may, within 30 days after the delivery or mailing of a decision to the parties, order a reconsideration of all or part of the appeal on its own motion or on petition of a party. To be considered by the appeal agency, a petition for reconsideration must be filed with the agency within 15 days after delivery or mailing of the decision. A petition for reconsideration filed by a party will be placed before the appeal agency at the first regular meeting at which the matter may be scheduled or at a special meeting called for that purpose. Unless otherwise granted by an affirmative vote of the appeal agency, the petition for reconsideration is deemed denied. An appeal may be reconsidered by the appeal agency on all the pertinent parts of the record and the additional evidence and argument that are permitted or may be assigned to a hearing officer. Reconsideration assigned to a hearing officer is subject to the procedure provided in Section 150.1.40. If oral evidence is introduced before the appeal agency, an appeal agency member may participate in the decision only if the appeal agency member has heard the evidence in person at the initial hearing and the hearing on reconsideration. As this is a matter regarding an appeal, the city manager makes no recommendation, and you're taking this up in your capacity as a quasi-judicial body.
Mr. Dan Kerber.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we recess into executive session to discuss the sealed trust appeal in our quasi-judicial capacity.
there any objection? All right.